Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. As the Utah War became an occupation of the Utah Territory, Kirk Anderson, with financial backing from John Hartnett, started Utah's second newspaper, the Valley Tan, targeting Camp Floyd's military population as well as the territory's Gentiles. In the first edition, published on November 6, 1858, Anderson wrote, "We've embarked on the enterprise of publishing a paper in this valley because we believe the interests and wants of a large portion of the people of the territory required an exponent differently essential from any hitherto published in their midst, that the necessity of a newspaper in its true signification was demanded, local in its nature, catching the current of events upon its mirror and reflecting them back to the people." With that, the Valley Tan began its year-and-a-half run. During that year and a half, the Valley Tan tackled difficult issues related to the territory, including polygamy, the Mountain Meadows Massacre, the unsolved or unpunished murders of both Mormons and Gentiles, the tenets of the LDS Church, and the position of the U.S. government regarding the Mormons of the Utah Territory. However, thrown into these same pages were witty quips about yarn sales, beer, and local theater. The Tan's writers laced their prose with quotes from Shakespeare, and they commonly employed satire in their approaches to stories. The editorial section allowed for a public sounding board. The Deseret News, as an organ of the LDS Church, did little to address the sometimes vitriolic writing of the Valley Tan. However, the unchecked and uncountered stories condemning the Mormon religion persuaded some private LDS entrepreneurs to start their own newspaper, The Mountaineer, and correct the stories of the Valley Tan, thus creating a healthy competition between the two weeklies. On February 29, 1860, the last edition of the Valley Tan went out to the public. A lack of paper, due to a bankruptcy of the stagecoach company that brought the supplies, spelled doom for the newspaper. Research and writing for this Beehive Archive episode was done by Nicholas Demas. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.